Just been looking it up. That caller is right. That is Nardo, N-A-R-D-O, Nardo Gray. Victorian students have been handed a damning report card, math skills plummeting. The latest program for international student assessment report of 15-year-olds show that in maths, Victorian students are 6 months behind where they would have been 15 years ago. Dr. Sue Thompson, Deputy CEO at the Australian Council for Educational Research. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's this happened?
Well, it's happened over a long period of time. Don't forget, we've been measuring for 15 years now in PISA, and the scores have been dropping ever since we started, unfortunately.
Is it only maths and science, or is it other areas as well, such as humanities?
Well, humanities is very broad. We measure reading literacy as well, and it's dropped in reading literacy as well, not by quite as much, but it has dropped in that as well. And, of course, reading's changed over the 18 years now we've been measuring reading literacy, and it's changed from pen and paper reading to reading online, being able to understand, you know, real news and fake news, I guess, if you want to use those terms, being able to discriminate between real information and what's not quite accurate.
Okay, so why has it happened?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, we can't identify the reasons through this report, of course. And in education, it's complicated. What we need to do, I think, is look at all the facets. There's a number of reasons that have been proposed. Crowded curriculum is one. Teachers teaching a wide range of things, but not having the time to focus on the deep understanding that students need. And in mathematics, one of the issues particularly, I think, is teachers teaching out of field. So we don't have enough qualified maths teachers. We get other people to teach maths. So phys ed teachers, for example, whoever's available probably, and they do the best they can, but they don't have the deep knowledge of maths that you need to be able to teach it really effectively.
Right. So we've got just about every kid in society goes to a university of some type, and we're not producing enough maths teachers.
That's exactly right. We're not producing enough maths teachers, and part of the reason for that is we have a lot of maths graduates, and we have a number of maths graduates every year, probably a declining number, but they don't all go into teaching. They see other areas as much more rewarding. And in another report that I published last week, there's a number of reasons that they don't go into teaching, and one of them is that teachers and principals report that they're bullied to a great extent, more than across the OECD on average.
Bullied by parents?
Yep. And students, but parents in particular.
Good on you, Doc. Dr. Sue Thompson from the ACER. I'm trying to think of my PE teacher popping into class to teach us calculus. Yeah, well, that would have gone well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the maths is today, Burns, go out in the Oval and kick 7 goals.